the Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Hello, and today I'm going to be talking about all things Jaws. Jaws is a 1975 American thriller film directed by Steven Spielberg and based on Peter Benchley's novel of the same name. The police chief of Amity Island, a fictional summer resort town, tries to protect beachgoers from a giant man-eating great white shark by closing the beach, only to be overruled by the town council, which wants the beach to remain open to draw a profit from tourists during the summer season. After several attacks, the police chief enlists the help of a marine biologist and a professional shark hunter.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
The first Jaws film is widely regarded as one of the greatest films of all time and was followed by three official sequels, none with the participation of Spielberg or Benchley, and some of the plot elements and characters even contradicted between films. For example, the main character in the third installment, called Jaws 3D, also returns for the fourth film, Jaws the Revenge, but with no mention of his grueling encounter with a great white shark while working at SeaWorld in the previous film. The second Jaws film is basically just a follow-on from the first story, with Sheriff Brody and his family on Amity Island facing more shark attacks.
Chief Brody, can we go, please?
I think we may have another shark problem.
The film was followed by a third installment, which was presented in 3D. Jaws 3D follows Brody's son Mike, who's got a job as an engineer at SeaWorld, a water park with underwater tunnels and lagoons. The park prepares for its opening when a young great white shark infiltrates the sea, seemingly attacking and killing water skiers and park employees. Once the baby shark is captured, it becomes apparent that a much larger shark, the mother, also entered the park. The fourth film, Jaws the Revenge, is set back on Amity Island with Sheriff Brody's wife, Ellen. She's convinced that her family is being stalked by sharks, especially when she catches one while she's on holiday in the Bahamas.
I want you to get out of the water. It waited all this time and it came for him.
The film received poor critical reception and earned the lowest amount of money from the franchise. It's considered by film critics to be one of the worst films ever made. More recently, Jaws has been adapted into two musicals. Jaws the Musical, which premiered in the summer of 2004 at the Minnesota Fringe Festival, and Giant Killer Shark the Musical, which premiered in the summer of 2006 at the Toronto Fringe Festival. Giant Killer Shark is composed by Canadian musician Sam Sutherland. At both Toronto and Winnipeg Fringe Festival, Giant Killer Shark was named the best of the fest, being awarded a 5-star rating. Here's one of the songs from the show.
Let's go swimming in the ocean.
The mayor said that it's safe, plus I've got my sun lotion.
I don't even believe in sharks, I think that they are fake.
Well, I believe in vampires, once I killed one with a stake.
There are no sharks.
There are no sharks.
I think it was a shark.
Looked like a shark. Oh,
definitely
shit, it's a shark.
The water's getting dark.
Shark, shark! Shark, shark, shark!
We can't show the shark cause it would cost too much money.
It's a little known fact that there was indeed a fifth Jaws film released in 1995. This time it was about a tiger shark bred by the Navy as a killing machine that escapes and wreaks havoc in the sleepy tourist town of Hampton Bay. Jaws 5, Cruel Jaws, was made unofficially by Italian director Bruno Mattei, and the movie is made up mostly of stock footage. Cruel Jaws features a heap load of footage taken from Angel Castellari's The Great White, Joe D'Amato's Deep Blood, as well as snippets from the first two Jaws films, plus musical cues ripped off from none other than Star Wars. The film was only originally released in Asia on Laserdisc, and even though it shares no connection to the first four films apart from stealing a few scenes and footage, it's still highly sought after by collectors. The first Jaws film, though, however, still remains a cult classic and reminds holidaymakers everywhere not to go in the water.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web. Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
Out and about with Nathan Head.
Hi, can I just have your words on the Nathan Head show?
What is...
Isn't it fantastic when they make a stage musical out of one of your favourite horror films? I was over the moon when I'd found out they'd made one on The Evil Dead.
Vacation is just bling bling. There's something in this musty air makes us wanna sing. Cabin in the woods, ooh. Cabin in the woods, yeah. We're five college students.
For those who don't know, the first Evil Dead film is about Ash and his friend and his girlfriend Linda going to a cabin in the woods, only to find the work from a guy, Professor Nobe, who's been researching a book, The Necronomicon Ex Mortis.
Legend has it that it was written by the Dark Ones. Necronomicon Ex Mortis. Roughly translated, Book of the Dead. The book served as a passageway to the evil worlds beyond.
He accidentally played back the recordings that he was making when translating the book, opening a portal and releasing a load of demons. I don't want to ruin the plot, but basically most of the people die apart from Ash, who's there for the second film, and Professor Nobe's daughter Annie and her friends come in, and ends with Annie reading from a lost page from the Necronomicon to open a portal to suck all the demons back into the nether regions of hell. Unbeknown to Ash, it's not really a portal to hell, it's a portal to the Middle Ages, and in Evil Dead 3, Army of Darkness, he has to fight a battle of deadites with his new love interest, Sheila. Trilogy of Evil Dead films and the short film Within the Woods that started it all were directed by Sam Raimi and starring Bruce Campbell as the deadite fighting hero Ash. The musical made its debut in August 2003 at the Transat Club in Toronto, Canada. It was instantly a smash hit, and in 2004 the show opened in Montreal as featured attraction at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. In November 2006, Evil Dead the Musical made its off-Broadway debut in New York City, where it was praised by both the fans and critics alike, and the cast album from the show even debuted at number 4 on the Billboard charts. In 2007, Evil Dead became the longest-running Canadian show in over two decades. As a testament to how much the hometown crowd loved the show, Evil Dead even won the Door Audience Choice Award as Toronto's favourite show.
Your father and fiancé were killed by Candarian demons? But that's only two men, isn't it? I mean, there's no way that all the men in your life could have been killed by Candarian demons!
Oh, no!
productions began springing up all over the world. Wherever there were theatre fans twisted enough to want some gore with their musicals, there was bound to be a production. I was lucky enough to get to see the show at the Hillary Tucker Arts Theatre in Warrington.
How do demons do their very own special dance?
In hell we dance our own special way. Let's show them how we dance while our bodies decay.
Do we bounce like Backstreet?
Not without a heartbeat.
Do we grab like Michael Bibbins?
They'll bib devo before the living.
Do we womp like Tag Team?
Not without a bloodstream.
Let's Macarena like that group did.
No, that's just stupid.
The show delivered exactly what it promised, with the comedy and horror of the original trilogy, with some fantastic new songs and lots of blood and gore thrown in.
You see this? This is my boomstick! It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington.
Here's what some of the fans had to say.
Oh, I did enjoy it. It was really funny.
It was good.
That was fabulous.
Hilarious.
I liked the music as well.
What about the blood?
Well, that's the best bit, yeah.
I'm very wet. It was very good.
I got what I wanted.
After our dance, we'll attack our old friends. But before we do that, let's Necronomicon again.
First we jump, then we sink down. Then we get back up and lasso all around. Then we spin, clap our hands, and take a big moment to acknowledge the band. Through the robot and the sprinkler, and finish it off with our best Henry Winkler.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the show, and I'm off home now to read a good book. Where'd I put my Necronomicon?